This program is intended for individuals who are blind or are unable to read physical print and is brought to you by CABVI's Audio Information Services team.
Hi, everyone. Hey, it's Sue Martha Food Thoughts. And reading today from a cookbook. It's a beautiful cookbook that I found amongst all my... A bookcase is crazy. Fanny Flagg's original Whistle Stop Cafe cookbook. It's so awesome. And I've read from it before, so... Let me start with two things from the back that I did not record earlier. Yes, old-fashioned corn relish. This will make 1 2/3 cups. So a half cup of cider vinegar, 1/4 cup sugar, 1/2 teaspoon salt, 1/2 teaspoon celery seed, 1/4 teaspoon mustard seed, 1/4 teaspoon hot sauce, 1 12-ounce can of whole kernel corn, and you want to drain that. 2 tablespoons minced green pepper, 1 tablespoon chopped drained pimento, and 1 tablespoon minced onion. Combine first 5 ingredients in a small saucepan. Bring to a boil, stirring constantly until the sugar melts. Reduce the heat and simmer uncovered for 2 minutes. Remove from the heat, stir in the hot sauce, the corn, green pepper, pimento, and onion. Transfer to a bowl, cover, and chill. And you know what? Once you master that, you can have that in your fridge all the time and just enjoy it. Oh my gosh. Cranberry orange relish, my favorite thing in the world. Let's see how this one is. 5 cups. This will make 4 cups. So you need 5 cups fresh or frozen thawed cranberries. 2 cups of sugar. 1 cup orange juice. 1/2 cup of finely chopped orange rind, 1/2 teaspoon ground nutmeg, 1/2 teaspoon ground cardamom. Combine all the ingredients in a heavy saucepan and stir well. Bring to a boil, stirring constantly until the sugar melts. Reduce the heat and simmer uncovered for 10 minutes or until the cranberries pop, stirring occasionally while you go. Remove from the heat and cool. Transfer to a serving bowl and chill. I love cranberry sauce. It doesn't matter what season it is. It's great. It's great. Love it. Hope you do too. Okay. Cinnamon peach preserves. This has a bite, but I like to make it at times without the cinnamon, just plain. So we'll make 3 to 4 1/2 pints. 2 pounds of fresh peaches, peeled and thickly sliced. 3 cups sugar, 1 cup honey, 1/2 cup of water, 2 3-inch pieces of stick cinnamon. And I know it's not peach season yet, but you can just be getting ready, right? Combine the peaches, 1 1/2 cups sugar, the honey, water, and cinnamon in a Dutch oven. Bring to a boil, stirring constantly until the sugar melts. Then reduce the heat and simmer 15 minutes, stirring frequently. Remove from the heat, let stand for 1 hour. Add the remaining 1 1/2 cups sugar, bring to a rapid boil, stirring constantly until the sugar melts. Boil uncovered until the mixture registers 221 degrees Fahrenheit on a candy thermometer, stirring frequently. Then remove from the heat, skim off the foam, remove the cinnamon sticks. Immediately spoon into hot sterilized jars, leaving 1/4 inch headspace. Wipe the jar rims, cover with metal lids, screw on the bands, process in boiling water, bath for 15 minutes. And then after that, you can store them on your shelf. I love this. Ambrosia. Okay, special ambrosia. Serve with pound cake or angel food cake for sopping up the juices. 1 20-ounce can of pineapple tidbits, undrained. 1 pound of frozen shredded coconut, thawed. Frozen shredded coconut. I've never frozen that before. 2/3 cup sugar. 4 or 5 large oranges peeled and sectioned. 2 large or 3 medium bananas sliced. Drain pineapple, reserving the juice. Measure out and reserve 2 tablespoons of coconut. Combine remaining coconut and sugar and mix well. Layer 1/2 of the orange sections, bananas, pineapple, and coconut mixture in a glass serving bowl. Repeat the layers. Drizzle the pineapple juice over top. Sprinkle with the reserved coconut. Cover and refrigerate overnight. It will make 10 servings. Yep, that's a great way to be eating fruit right there. After a heavy meal, this is a refreshing treat. I like it after Christmas dinner. Sectioning and peeling the oranges is a pain, but the results are well worth it. This is regular ambrosia. 12 large seedless oranges, peeled and sectioned. 1 pound frozen sweetened coconut, thawed. 1/2 cup sugar. Cut the orange sections in half, combine all ingredients in a large serving bowl. Cover and refrigerate overnight. Makes 10 to 12 servings. And what about adding some maraschino cherries to that? Cut those in half. I say yes. Notice I'm starting at the back of the book. We'll go to something more meatier in a minute. Let's see. Show me a person who doesn't like rice pudding, and I will bet they, after they eat this one, you will have a rice pudding convert. Makes 6 servings. 2/3 cup long grain, not converted, rice. 3 cups of milk. 1 2-inch piece of vanilla bean. 1.5 cups of sugar. 2 tablespoons butter. 1/2 teaspoon salt and 4 eggs separated. Combine the rice and milk in top of a double boiler. Cook covered over simmering water for 30 minutes or until the rice is just tender. Preheat the oven to 350 degrees. Split the vanilla bean lengthwise and scrape out the seeds. Combine 3/4 cup sugar and vanilla bean seeds in a food processor fitted with a steel blade and process until finely ground almost to a powder. Stir the sugar mixture, the butter, salt, and beaten egg yolks into the warm rice mixture. Mix well. Pour this pudding into a greased, shallow 1.5-quart baking dish. Bake for 30 minutes or until custard is not quite set. Remove from the oven, let cool on a wire rack for 10 minutes. As the pudding is cooling, beat egg whites until foamy. Gradually add remaining 1/2 cup of sugar, 1 tablespoon at a time, beating until stiff peaks form. Spread gently over the pudding and continue baking 15 to 20 minutes longer or until the meringue is light brown, and then serve warm. To make a real boiled old-fashioned custard or to cook milk, do it gently over boiling water so the mixture does not come in contact with direct heat and the egg proteins do not coagulate and lump. Okay, good to know, good to know. How about Hawaiian cake? This makes 1 3-layer 9-inch cake. 1 18.5-ounce package of butter recipe golden cake mix. 1/2 cup of margarine softened. I would use butter. 2/3 cup milk. 3 eggs. 1 11-ounce can of mandarin oranges strained and chopped. Yum. 1 3.4-ounce package of vanilla instant pudding mix. 1 20-ounce can of crushed pineapple in heavy syrup, undrained. 3 cups frozen thawed whipped topping or 2 cups of whipping cream, whipped. I think that means Cool Whip. Preheat the oven at 325 degrees. Combine first 4 ingredients in a large mixing bowl. Beat at low speed of electric mixer until blended. 1, 2, 3, 4. That's the eggs, milk, butter, and the cake mix. Beat at medium speed for 3 minutes. Stir in the oranges. Pour into three greased and floured 9-inch round cake pans. Bake for 25 to 30 minutes or until a wooden pick inserted in the center comes out clean. Cool in the pans for 10 minutes, then remove from the pans and cool completely on wire racks. Combine the pudding mix and pineapple in a large bowl. Mix well. You want to chill that. Then fold in the whipped topping. Spread this frosting between layers and on top and sides of the cake. Refrigerate immediately and store in the refrigerator after cutting, and once again yields 1 3-layer 9-inch cake. It's going to be awesome. Okay, finally, best ever coconut cake. And when my grandma used to come visit us, she always brought a coconut cake. Oh my gosh, it was heaven. So heavenly. She says, I like to cut it into squares and ice it all on the sides. When the world comes to its senses and elects me queen, this is a cake I would let them eat. She's so funny. Okay, it doesn't say how many servings it makes, so 2/3 cup shortening, 2 cups sugar, 1 teaspoon vanilla extract, 2 3/4 cup all-purpose flour, 1 tablespoon baking powder, 1/2 teaspoon salt, 1 cup water, 3 egg whites, 1/2 teaspoon cream of tartar, 1 5-ounce can of evaporated milk, 1/3 cup sweetened condensed milk, 2 cups of whipping cream, 1/2 cup of powdered sugar, 1 cup flaked coconut. So preheat the oven at 350 degrees. In an electric mixer, cream, I think she means with an electric mixer, cream the shortening and sugar, then beat in the vanilla. Sift together flour, baking powder, and salt. Add to this cream mixture alternately with water, beginning and ending with the dry ingredients. Beat egg whites and cream of tartar until stiff peaks form. Fold that into the batter, just lightly. Spoon into a greased and floured 13x9x2 inch baking pan. Bake for 30 minutes or until a wooden pick inserted in the center comes out clean. Let cool for 10 minutes. Remove from the pan, place on a cake platter. Using a meat fork, poke holes all over the surface of this warm cake. Combine the evaporated milk and the sweet condensed milk. Spoon evenly over the warm cake, allowing to soak in. Wow, let cool to room temperature. Beat whipping cream and powdered sugar until stiff peaks form. Fold in 3/4 cup of the coconut. Spread onto the cake. Sprinkle with remaining 1/4 cup coconut. Refrigerate before serving and store in refrigerator makes 15 servings. She says, there is nothing happier to see than a cocker spaniel. It will just about wag its tail off. Unless, of course, it's a table full of hungry people waiting on that fresh-made coconut cake you are about to bring out of the kitchen. Yep, I agree. Absolutely. As I said, I loved to see my grandmother coming. She was such a great cook. Okay, let's see. Are you ready for down-home crab cakes? Oh my gosh, these could be great. Makes 4 servings. 1/2 cup of mayonnaise, 1 egg beaten, 1/3 cup minced green or sweet red pepper, 3 tablespoons minced onion, 1/3 cup cooked white corn kernels, optional, 1 teaspoon dry mustard, 1/4 to 1/2 teaspoon pepper, 1 pound fresh lump crab meat drained and flaked, about 2 cups fresh breadcrumbs or finely crumbled biscuits. That's what she does for in the meatloaf. She uses crumbled biscuits as a filler. Didn't you love that? 2 tablespoons butter, 2 tablespoons vegetable oil, and then some tartar sauce. Combine mayonnaise and egg in a large bowl. Mix in the next 5 ingredients. So that's the green or sweet red pepper, the onion, the corn kernels, dry mustard, and pepper. Mm-hmm. Then stir in the crab meat and 1 to 1 1/4 cups breadcrumbs, or enough to hold the mixture together. Shape into 8 patties. Coat the patties with the remaining breadcrumbs. Heat butter and oil in a large, heavy skillet. Add the crab cakes in batches and fry until lightly browned on both sides. Serve with tartar sauce. Oh, heaven, heaven, heaven. That is a real reason right there to go out and find some lump crab meat. Wow. How about baked beans? 3 strips of bacon, 1 medium onion peeled and chopped, 3 16 1/2-ounce cans of pork and beans undrained, 1/2 cup firmly packed light brown sugar, 1/2 cup of ketchup, 1/4 teaspoon pepper. We'll make 8 to 10 servings. Preheat the oven to 350 degrees. Cook bacon until crisp. Remove from the skillet, drain on paper towels. Crumble the bacon and set aside. Add onion to the skillet and sauté until golden. Remove from the heat and stir in the crumbled bacon and the remaining ingredients and mix well. Pour into a greased 1.5 to 2 quart baking dish. Bake uncovered for 30 to 40 minutes. And that's it. That would be worth making by yourself instead of buying them, just because it's so simple. I think it's a good idea. What about fried onion rings or zucchini? Use yellow cornmeal if you can find it. East of the Mississippi, the favored color is white. The closer you get to Texas, the easier it is to find yellow in supermarkets. Don't drain on paper towels. The fried food will get soggy. Also, try not to stack them tightly. Air needs to circulate around the fried food so it will remain crisp. Okay, this is going to make 8 servings. 2 cups self-rising flour, 2/3 cup cornmeal, 1/2 teaspoon salt, 1/2 teaspoon pepper, 1 3/4 cup milk, 1 egg beaten, 6 large onions peeled, cut into 1/4 inch slices and separated into rings, or 6 large zucchini cut into 1/2 inch slices, and then vegetable oil. Combine first 4 ingredients in a large bowl, beat in the milk and the eggs, and the 1 egg. Let stand for 5 minutes. Add onion or zucchini slices to batter in batches and toss with hands until vegetables are well coated. When you are ready to fry them, pick up vegetables, allowing excess batter to slide back into the bowl. Place slices immediately in hot oil at 375 degrees Fahrenheit and deep fry until browned, turning once. And you want to maintain that heat level. Drain in a colander, sprinkle with additional salt if desired. So that sounds really good. Here's a sweet potato casserole. Make 6 to 8 servings. 3 pounds of sweet potatoes, 1/2 cup butter or margarine, 1/2 cup firmly packed brown sugar, 1/4 cup sugar, 2 teaspoons vanilla extract, 1/2 teaspoon ground cinnamon, 1/2 teaspoon ground nutmeg, and then some large marshmallows. Yes, we've all been there. Scrub the sweet potatoes and cook in boiling water, covered for 40 to 50 minutes or until fork tender. Drain and rinse under cold water to stop the cooking process. Drain on paper towels. Peel when cool enough to handle. Mash with butter. Beat in the next 5 ingredients with an electric mixer. Spread in a shallow greased 1.5 quart baking dish and bake in a preheated 350 degree oven for 20 minutes. Top with the marshmallows. Bake 10 to 15 additional minutes or until the marshmallows are melted and lightly browned. Yields 6 to 8 servings. Yeah. I think it was last week I told you about making jello with pineapples in it. Shredded carrots. Here it is, sunshine salad. Truly tastes better than it looks. Light, fun, and a good way to get kids to eat carrots. It tastes like sunshine and makes you smile. Okay, 1 3-ounce package of lemon-flavored gelatin. 1 cup of boiling water. 1 8.5-ounce can of crushed pineapple in heavy syrup, undrained. 1 cup shredded carrots. That's why I mentioned it last week. 1/4 cup chopped pecans. Some lettuce and mayonnaise. Dissolve the gelatin in boiling water. Drain pineapple well, reserving the syrup. Add the water to the syrup to measure 1 cup. Stir in the gelatin and chill until mixture has consistency of unbeaten egg white. Fold the pineapple, carrot, and pecans into gelatin mixture. Pour into a 9 by 5 by 3 inch loaf pan or 4 cup mold and chill until firm. To serve, unmold and serve slices on lettuce leaves topped with a dollop of mayonnaise. So nice. Yeah, a good way to have your, get your kids to eat veggies. Correct. And here's a cucumber and onion salad. It says better the next day. 3 medium cucumbers peeled and very thinly sliced. 2 medium onions peeled, thinly sliced, and separated into rings. 1 cup of sour cream. 1.5 teaspoons seasoned salt, 1/2 teaspoon pepper. Very simple. Combine all the ingredients, cover and refrigerate for 2 hours before serving. Mix 6 servings. Isn't that great? I'm surprised there's not some vinegar there, but oh, deviled eggs, please, 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 yes. This will make 2 dozen halves. I have never seen a more appreciated little snack. They even had a deviled egg plate just for displaying these treats. Absolutely. 1 dozen hard-cooked eggs. 1 5-ounce jar of pasteurized cream cheese spread with olives or pimento flavored. 2 tablespoons mayonnaise. 2 tablespoons minced sweet pickles. 2 tablespoons minced sweet onion and 1/2 teaspoon of salt. Peel the eggs, cut in half lengthwise. Mash the yolks, blend with cheese spread and mayonnaise. Stir in the remaining ingredients, refill the egg whites, and there you go. So let's see, hard cooked eggs, pimento flavored cheese spread, mayonnaise, pickles, onion. That is so different from the way I make mine, but that's definitely worth doing. Just check it out. Here's a cheese ball. The All-American cheese ball is great for holidays or to keep around in case of unexpected guests or just for informal bowling on the lawn. Makes 10 to 12 servings. 4 cups, that's 1 pound of shredded sharp cheddar cheese. 3/4 cup mayonnaise. 1 small onion peeled and grated. 1 cup chopped pecans. 1/4 teaspoon red pepper. And some strawberry preserves. Oh my. Combine cheese, mayonnaise, and onion in a food processor. Process until blended. Stir the pecans and red pepper. Shape into a mound on a serving plate. Cover and refrigerate 2 hours. Spread preserves on top before serving with crackers. Isn't that awesome? Oh my gosh. This is such a great cookbook. Southern cooking in its finest. You notice she doesn't talk about low-fat this or low-fat, just milk, just real milk. I love it. Okay, this will be our last thing. Pimento cheese. I love a good pimento cheese sandwich, just plain, but you can also stuff celery with this or add crumbled bacon and sliced hard-cooked eggs to the sandwich. It also tastes good on a BLT. Oh my God. 3 cups, 12 ounces shredded mild cheddar cheese. 1 cup mayonnaise. 2 tablespoons grated onion. 2 to 3 teaspoons Worcestershire sauce. That's an optional thing. 1/4 to 1/2 teaspoon red pepper. 2 4-ounce jars of diced pimento, drained. Combine the first 4 ingredients in a food processor, pulse until blended, and the cheese as processed as fine as you would want. Add the pimento, pulse just to blend. Store in a covered container in the refrigerator. Makes about 3 cups. And what did she say? But you can also add, also stuff celery with this. Yes. Or add crumbled bacon and sliced hard-cooked eggs to a sandwich. Oh my gosh. Also good on a BLT. Man, that is great advice right there. Don't you love it? Okay, what are you going to make this week from this book? This is such a great book. So excited. And I only got through half of what I wanted to read, so we'll do that again. Anyway, everyone have a great week. And take care of yourselves. Hang out in the kitchen, and I will talk to you next week. It's Sue Marks with Food Thoughts. Bye-bye.